If you enjoy this audio and you'd like to support the project, you can now do so and get 50% off an annual subscription to my Patreon, where you get a ton of bonus content plus early access to audio in your podcast feed. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/girlonthenet and use the code WANKER at checkout. This is the ass fucking of my life. Written and recorded by Robin of Robin Eats Everything. It's hard to believe, looking at how thick their dick is, that it's going to fit in my arse. But we agree, as they nibble the tender spot under my ear, and I lazily stroke their hardening length against my soft stomach, that we're both eager to feel it dry. We've just woken up in my bed after a big night, getting pissed on rum cocktails and eye fucking each other every time one of us went to the bar, and laughing madly at absolutely nothing while we waited for our chips. I forgot to take my makeup off before we clambered into bed at 3 a.m. and they pumped my throat full of cum before we both sank into deep sleep. And now my mascara is smeared under my eyes. It's lucky that we're so alike, that we're both always horny when we're hungover. Not horny for rampant, rough, urgent, Olympic fucking, but for tender, slow, relaxed screwing. Their mouth on my cunt as I relax back on the sofa, my hand leisurely massaging their cock as they lie in the bath, then watching their dick slowly disappear inside me as I lie on my side, half watching TV. It's sex that's soothing in its slow intensity. It's sex that feeds your soul. As I lay prone on my belly, my flush face sinking into the plump pillow, they lay behind me, their face hovering above my arse. Wet lips slowly kiss my cheeks all over. My eyes closed, I exhale a low moan into the cotton. I imagine standing over them, watching the scene, watching their hands trail behind their mouth and caress my velvet skin. Occasionally, they gently seize a handful of my cheek and rub it with their thumb softly. Soon their caressing morphs into fondling, and they grip both my cheeks to tenderly jiggle them, just to watch my flesh ripple and quake. The sharp wetness of the spit shooting onto my skin makes me flinch. Their tongue returns to its place and massages the moisture in before the tip tentatively eases into me. They can tell from my gasps and moans and squeaks that I'm enjoying their exploration, so they ease in a little further. Then further. I press my arse back to help, and their lips suck around my hole as their tongue sits within me. Slowly, their tongue retreats, and for a moment, I feel the cool air against the wetness, and everything feels a little empty. They reach over into the bedside drawer for the lube and kneel up to massage it into their hard dick. I look back over my shoulder and our eyes meet. They look hungry, tense, ready. We nod at each other, the signal for them to press forward, and they squirt the cold lube onto me with a cheeky grin. I pushed my chest deeper into the bed to steady myself, my hands gripping the sides of the pillow. They lie on top of me and spread my cheeks again, so they can press the tip of their dick against my tight hole. Lips softly kiss the back of my head. They push against me, gently at first, and then firmer and firmer, to force their dick through my ring. I can only feel the sharp, stinging pain of being invaded, and I clench my eyes closed. They stroke my hair as it finally pops through. I swallow all the spit inside my mouth as they pause to allow my arse to familiarise itself with the girth of their cock. Whispering into my ear, they ask if it's okay. I nod. I want them to continue. I know what lies beyond the pain. I know there's pleasure there, and I want it. They push forward, not even inch by inch, but centimetre by centimetre. They push so achingly slowly and moan into my ear with every tiny movement. My mouth fills with pillow. Eventually, their dick finishes its slow crawl and is buried tightly inside me, up to the base. I beg for them to wait, just for a moment. They use it as an opportunity to flex their cock inside me, savouring the closeness, scattering light kisses across the nape of my neck. I attempt to catch my breaths as they escape into the damp pillow in short gasps. They lean in and kiss my cheek and ask if I'm ready. Yes, I reply, and I tell them to fuck me. Their dick eases out of me, only slightly faster than when it slid in. I can feel just the tip remaining before it slowly pushed back. The pain is blinding, but there's something else, something deeper. My subconscious pulls my arse away from them in fear, but that something else pushes it back and helps their cock further into me. They tell me how good I feel, how tight I am, how beautiful I look. All I can do is breathe and nod and scream and punch the bed with my clenched fists. Then it all changes. The third time they lazily bottom out in me, the discomfort subsides. My arse grips their cock, not from the burning pain, but from pleasure, acceptance, encouragement. My cunt wettens, and my screams turn to grateful moans. It begins to feel amazing, as though we are one body sharing our gratification. I've never felt closer to them than at this exact moment. I surrender myself to them, my arse, my body, everything. They can have it all. I lift my chest up from the bed so I can turn slightly and watch their body pressed into mine. Their arse undulating into me. I tell them to do me harder, and they oblige. They work their cock in and out of me, still steady but firm. As they reach their base, their balls grind against my cunt, and I can imagine the trail of moisture that licks at them as they retreat. They hold my hips as they fuck me. Although, at this point, I'm fucking them back just as hard. A warmth reaches through my insides every time they fill them. And every time they pull back, I breathily beg them to rush back in. They whisper that they're close, and their voice breaks as they say it. In response, I turn to kiss them hard, my tongue forcing its way into their mouth as their dick forces inside my arse once more. I feel their dick start to tremble inside me. They bury their face in my neck and move their arms up above my head, so it's just their hips controlling their speed and strength and rhythm. There's no longer any space between our skin. Our bodies become completely fused. My face crushed into the pillow, I waste the little air I have left with demands that they fill my arse with their cum. And they do. They roar into my ear as their cum shoots into me. As my arse becomes wetter, easier, they fuck me hard and fast, as hard as it were my cunt pulsing around them. Every brutal thrust forces a muffled scream from deep within my chest. After a minute, they slow, and slow, and slow, until they come to a stop, with the length of their dick resting inside me. Their breath is hot against my neck. I smile, my face nuzzling into the bedding. After a while, they lift themselves up and away from me. The sensation of their softening cock slipping out from me is exquisite, especially as the rim of their head pops back out of my tight ring. I feel them bend down, and they then surprise me by gently licking a little dribble of cum leaking from my arsehole. The sensation of their tongue consuming themselves from within me sends a delicious hot tingle up my spine. They slump down next to me, exhausted and cushioned by the thick duvet. And we melt together. If you liked that, you can find more of my work at Robyn Eats Everything. That's robyneatseverything.com. And more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.